I am very happy to say I am now joined with Roz Cantor. Wow, Roz, here we are at Burley, but I mean, what a fantastic build-up you've had to here and how much success you've been having. I mean, you're on fire.
Well, I think Lordships Grafflow's got a lot to count for that, really, for this year. I've had two amazing runs on him. But I've just come back from a really good week at Blair too, where my kind of slightly younger four-star horses had really good runs. It was exceptionally wet again up there last week, so we didn't break any records for kind of going near the time cross-country, but they've had really good solid runs ready for the rest of the season.
And how important is it to have these young horses coming up through the levels? I mean, you just seem to be consistently at top level, and it's all pays off to your hard work and your team's hard work.
Yes, absolutely. I have a fantastic team of people around me. My team at home, who you don't necessarily see at these big competitions, work really hard. You know, I've been away pretty much every week now for a month, and I've got another 2 weeks after this away. So they're the ones that are doing the hard work with the horses at home. And I'm just really lucky. I've got some great owners now that we've built up over the years. They've been very loyal to me, and, you know, they have the same dreams as I do. So we hopefully go out and try and find really nice young horses, and they can gradually creep up to the top level.
And you have been here, there and everywhere all over the country, but here we are at Burley. What is so special about Burley for you?
Well, I mean, I absolutely love Burley. We grew up coming here pretty much every year, and then I did, you know, graduated to do the Pony Club show jumping, which at the time was an absolute dream come true. I don't think I ever did very well at it, but, we got around and we had a great day out as a family. In my kind of younger, as I just started out being a professional, I did the young event horses every year. And that's really where I learnt my trade with Judy Bradwell, where I gained my first owners, having set up on my own. So to actually come back to the big competition is amazing.
And just tell me a little bit about the horse that you've got here.
Yes, Pencos Crown Jewel. She's half brother to Lordships Grafflow, so same mother. Completely different type of horse. She's a little mare. She's like a fire-breathing dragon cross country. Absolutely lives for running at speed. She's conformationally not quite there for the flat work. She's a bit bum high and everything else, but she has an absolute heart of gold. She's a real competitor in her mind. Dressage, sometimes I get it really right, sometimes I don't quite get it right. She's not completely conventional, but she definitely gives it her all.
And certainly I'd rather be sat on a cross-country horse going out on the biggest five-star in the world.
Yeah, well, I now have the benefit of her. She went round last year and she enjoyed it. She went round badminton this year in the mud and she coped with that well. I often feel a little bit nervous when I'm stood in a warm-up with her because she is quite little and she just gives her fences just enough air to clear them. She doesn't give you an amazing feel, but then it's just what you want when you get out there because she conserves her energy and she always comes back galloping.
Well, Roz, I hope you have a fantastic week and many congratulations for all the success over the last couple of months.
Thank you.